Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. The show is Through the Static, and I am your host, Jordan Callist. We're back, just like we are every Wednesday from 9 to 10 on 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo. And I've got a pretty good show lined up for you today. Maybe not quite as hype as last week. I kind of did a bit of a synth show last week, a bit of a dance party, but still a good show nonetheless. We're going to kind of have a bit more of a chill, laid back first half here, and I'm super excited to get us started here. It's a pretty warm day out there, although the weather yesterday was absolutely miserable if you're here in Waterloo. It was like freezing rain. It was kind of just around 0, 1 degrees all day, and it was just raining, and I just kind of had to keep walking back and forth outside in the rain without an umbrella. And yeah, not the best, but today it's really nice. It's like nice night for walking around. You know, if you have like a sweater and a light jacket, it's pretty good weather out. So to start off the show today, I mentioned it's going to be a bit of a chill show today. I've got a 2015 classic here from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. I've got their album Quarters here on vinyl. And for a while, this was maybe not one of my favorite King Gizzard records, like ever, because, you know, all of their albums kind of bring something different to the table, so it's kind of hard to really definitively rank them, I think. But I had a soft spot for this album. It's a super cool album. The reason it's called Quarters is it's four songs, each at 10 minutes and 10 seconds. So the whole album is 40 minutes and 40 seconds, and each song takes up a quarter of the album. So I'm going to play you the opener from that album, which is unarguably, the most well-known and the most highly acclaimed song off that album. This is The River by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Thank you.
That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with The River. And I think that, like I said, that track is definitely the most popular off that album and the most highly acclaimed off of that album. And I think there's a good reason why. Like, King Gizzard does a lot of jam tracks, like a lot of really long, you know, jam tunes. But I really think that's one of their best. I think that's one of, like, the most fleshed out ones. I can't always really sit down and just listen to, you know, a, you know, 10, 12, 15 minute jam all the time, especially, like, you know, when it's recorded. But that one just is such a good song, and it always goes really hard. So hopefully you enjoyed that one. That was starting off our show here today. Next up, I've got another band here, and this is also going to kind of continue that sort of, you know, chill vibe. And kind of a little interesting tidbit about this band. I feel like this reference is only going to make sense to a few people, because it's a very specific generational thing. But if anyone remembers Vines, from, you know, about like 10 years ago or so, the lead singer of this band was actually the same guy who made the Epcot ball vine. And if that means nothing to you, you can look it up and they'll probably be on YouTube or something. Anyways, that being said, this next track is by Fat Knight and it's called On the Run.
Thank you. cats used to harmonize like.
Yo.
Yo. Check out situation. Yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo. It's about a thing. Yeah.
Feel real good when your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Been looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yeah. A win-win. Come again. Rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they your friend, popping yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face, man. Claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking, heartbreaking. Now you wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Track you just heard was Doo-Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill. That's coming off of her iconic album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I would say that's probably like one of the defining albums of the 90s, I think. That was a huge album when it came out. I wasn't alive when it came out, but I just, from knowing things, I just know that it was huge. And it's still really, it's still just really good today. It's still, you know, it doesn't sound dated or anything. It's a great album. And before that, you heard On the Run by Fat Knight. Coming up next, we're going to kind of take it back in time a little bit further. This is a track that I've been listening to a bit more recently. This is by an artist that I'm sure you will probably know. He's named Paul McCartney. Kind of underground, but no, he's not. But I've been listening to his album Ram recently, which is a really good album. If you have a chance, check it out. It sounds really ahead of its time, as a lot of Paul McCartney's stuff does. came out in 1971, but I'm going to play you a track off that album. And it's kind of right smack dab in the middle of the album. And this is called Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey by Paul McCartney. So enjoy.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry.
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me. I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
That song you just heard was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon, and I realized I kind of ended up playing two Pauls in a row there, Paul McCartney and then Paul Simon, that song you just heard. And that one there is another 70s classic, and that's a song I've always really liked too, and I find it doesn't really get as much radio play airtime as some of other Paul Simon's classics, and yeah, I really like that song, so I thought I'd play that for you tonight. Coming up next, I've got another band I've played on the show here once before. I've got them lined up here on vinyl. This is Altın Gün. They're a Turkish psychedelic band I really like. Well, actually, okay, technically they're Dutch. The members are Dutch, but they play Turkish music and their songs are in Turkish. And I think they kind of do like reimaginings of classic Turkish folk songs. So yeah, and they're really cool. I really like them a lot. I saw them live back in the summer, and they put on a great show. And I've been into them for a couple of years now. So it was really cool seeing them live and kind of experiencing all those songs live again. So I'm gonna play you a track here off of their 2019 album. Oh my god, I'm gonna just hope I'm pronouncing these names right. So forgive me in advance. But I'm gonna play you a track off of their 2019 album, Gece. And it's got really, something about I love about Altın Gün too is they have really awesome cover art. This one is like really like a nice blue color with like three kind of crescent moons on it, and it looks super cool. And the vinyl is also a really nice kind of deep blue color. So yeah, it just looks really cool. But yeah, this is another kind of really chill, laid back song that I really like all off of it. It's called, again, forgive me here, Derdimi Dökersem. So enjoy. That track was Der Demi de Kersen by Alton Goon, and that song is just so awesome. I love every part of that song. It's got an awesome bass line. The little guitar solo in the middle is just, it's just so good. It's so laid back, and it's so perfect for just, you know, that late night listening when it's dark out and you're just kind of, you know, huddled at home. And, you know, maybe if the weather's not great out, I know the weather's nice out today, but, you know, if it's cold and kind of miserable outside, just, you know, kind of cuddling up with a warm track like that is always just kind of hits the spot. So moving on from that, we're going to kind of keep these chill, laid back vibes going. This next track is called Everyone You Touch by Shearwater.
Just sleep. first place. Yeah, someone should give you a ribbon and put you in the Hall of Fame for all the games that you think that you're winning. 'Cause everyone knows someone who kills the buzz every time they open up their mouth. Yeah, everyone knows someone who thinks they're cooler than everybody else. And I think we've seen enough
was High Horse by Casey Musgraves, and that was a song that I was into back a few years ago, and I kind of rediscovered it recently, and I was like, wow, this song is so good. It's just such a good song. It's so catchy, it's so upbeat, and it's also, you know, pretty good if there's a certain someone in your life that's pissing you off. You know, shout out to them, I guess, because, you know, songs like that can be pretty relatable sometimes. And yeah, it's a really good song. It's probably like the closest that we'll usually get to country on this show, like probably that and like Big Thief, and that's pretty much it. I don't listen to a ton of country usually, but you know, maybe I'll expand my taste someday. You never know. So as we come into the last 10 minutes or so of the show, I've got another track lined up for you here, and this one is off a really classic album from the early 2000s. I believe it's from 2004. I had to look up a clean version, because if you try and look up a lot of like rap hip-hop albums, it's just every song is just explicit, so it's kind of hard to play on the radio sometimes. But yeah, I've got a track lined up for you here. This is a bit more of a, I don't know if deep cut is the right word, but it's not one of the bigger songs off this album, or it's not one of the more well-known songs off this album. But this is coming off of the 2004 MF Doom album, Food. I'm not 100% sure how to say that, but yeah, this track is called Guinness's.
Done to our peaceful world. I despise him. He intends to destroy all of us if I persist in Shaitan never came so ill, he got skill. Met a brother from the grill that gave my spine chills. All 33 nerves, controlling my curves. Common sense just swerved every time I got served. Stress, frustration, empty rhetoric. Cold as winter in Connecticut, compassion lacking deficit. Thought it was love, like sent from above. You're not a soulmate, but ways and actions of a primate. Ooh, my lower senses coming, faker than extensions. Pissed away all good intentions. Out of here, sister was missing. Intuition, maybe it was me. I couldn't see. Holding on to fantasy, getting bitten by reality.
War wounds, purple heart, love, veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, there's casualties in the mind, and the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wipe.
I should have deaded it from Genesis instead of hitting the Guinnesses. Now I'm free falling, cursing matches, street rolling. He ceased calling, no appetite to feast, darling. So deep all in, I bet he never stopped balling. Women forsake God for the sin of a man. Sacrifice a whole life for a slice. Overstand, maybe it's a lack of pigment. Loneliness, imagine figment. Only got the car kitted to pull extra cheese in it. Damn, Jody. Coming with the okie doke, hokey poke, steady rocking boats, got me aiming for your throat. Sniper scope, worried we supposed to elope? Proposed and you froze, I don't think that I can cope.
War wounds, purple heart, love, veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind, and the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
Constant frustration stemming from a no-win situation. Rushing lust and fornication, adding to the complication. Patience is a virtue. Pain run deep with love desert you. Listening to whispering, choosing chaos over discipline. Simpleton, life should really be a piece of intimate. Relationship strengthening, flower essence, pinstamen. Gentlemen, my favorite, so I'm never forsaking it. I persevere, make it fit, sculpting and reshaping it. Taking sips off a fifth of it, passionate, intense, incense, candles lit, scandalous, emotional, bandages. Why would he abandon this? Guess he couldn't handle it, the boss is magnanimous.
War wounds, purple heart, love, veteran, morphine, painkillers, drugs, and medicine. Anything just to forget the hurt.
Incoming!
Take cover, hit the dirt. On the front line, it's casualties in the mind, and the POWs get left behind. Mentally scarred for life. Love is war, and some chicks are just too hard to wife.
The track you just heard was Guinnesses by MF Doom. And finally, to close out the show here, I've got a track back from my high school days. This is a song I was really into, and I've decided to play this on the show today because I kind of remembered it existed recently when I was at an open mic at Midnight Run here in Waterloo back on Saturday night, and there was a little two-person band there that played this song, and it was really surprising to me because, you know, this is a Canadian band, and, you know, they're not like the hugest in the world. Like, they're pretty popular. I think they were actually in Waterloo last year at some point. But regardless, it was really shocking to me to hear it, and it was really surprising, but it was really cool, and it really threw me back because I actually, back in high school, I was in a two-person band with one of my friends, and we would play this song sometimes. So, you know, it kind of just gave me flashbacks to that. But anyways, ending out the show today is the Bluestones with Be My Fire. And as always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week, Wednesday from 9 to 10. This has been Through the Static.